What have you thought as basically the only trooper in a very large area?
Yeah, it's a very large area. I'd like to see two troopers here if I had my way, but it's a lot of troopers are based on tradition, and this has been a traditional one-man boat post, and it's probably going to stay that way.
Do you think that the state will be able to find someone to fill your spot? And do you hear any word in terms of whether they're trying to do that? Or?
I've heard that the bid's supposed to go out, and it's a bid process. So any wildlife trooper in the state will get a chance to bid into here. They want someone with experience, so it'll be. I've been told that it's probably going to be the bid will go out within a week or two. It stays open for 10 days, and then once the bid's awarded, it's about a 90-day before someone gets back here. So they're. And sometimes even less. So there'll probably be someone here shortly after I leave, if not a little bit of overlap.
Now, you came in when there was just the transition back to splitting up the wildlife troopers and the blue shirts. Is that correct? You sort of came into Petersburg, I mean.
A little bit of both. When I first started out my career, I had my brown shirt for one day at the academy, and then they said no more of that, and I got a blue shirt and was a blue shirt. But I always had the same priorities. I was always Alaska Bureau of Wildlife Enforcement. And then shortly after I got here, we went to the new Alaska Wildlife Troopers. And since I've been in places where either I was the only trooper or there was enough troopers to absolutely be strictly wildlife, that I haven't felt a whole lot of change either way.
So here, though, have you been focusing then mainly on wildlife?
Absolutely. But if something happens out the road, I'm the first responder. If something happens that I see some traffic stuff, then that's me too.
How's it been here?
I love it here. We're sad to leave, but won't trade my child's education for it. So,
was it mainly for you commercial fisheries or sport fisheries enforcement, or just really a combination of both? And how did you spread yourself all the way across central southeast Alaska over to QU and other places?
I've been trying to get out as much as possible, but the weather keeps you pretty close to town. And between here and Wrangell, I've had no shortage of business. And central southeast Alaska is kind of the focal point for a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, there's no doubt that the Tanner fishery is centralized here. In fact, most of the fishing fleet centralized here. The IFQ fishery just wreaks havoc with my fax machine because they have to have prior notices of landings. And then the moose hunt's a big deal here with the mainland and the Stikine. And you just hit what you can and run as fast as you can and try and be as many places as you can and skim the cream off the top.
What is it that you liked about here as opposed to working up closer to Anchorage, the area, Wasilla, so on?
Definitely liked Anchorage when I was there, but Anchorage and Wasilla is sport fishing and sport hunting only. There's almost no subsistence. There's almost no commercial fishing. So down here, I was what I signed up for the troopers for. I mean, something new every day, and with that many more cans of worms opened up, there was a lot more to do, faster learning curve, just you never knew what was going to happen when you walked in the door.
If there's a gap between the time that you're gone in March and they find a new wildlife trooper to take your place, will they be having people periodically come here to fill in and do some enforcement?
Absolutely. Ketchikan and Juneau will send troopers down this way since they've got their full complement of troopers there. And as the need arises, they'll also be sending someone here if there's a bigger investigation that pops up.
Anything else you'd want to add?
Just sorry to leave. Sure like this place. I mean, the community's great. The hunting and fishing's great. Just can't say anything bad about the place other than the fact that we have to leave it.